Hi, say so.
It's Azura.
And welcome to our very first episode of Hush Extra. So what exactly is Hush Extra? Something extra coming from Hush.
That's right. Because last episode, we spoke about weddings. The craziness of weddings. The crazy amount of money people spend on weddings.
That's right.
And another aspect of weddings that is very complicated is family relationships.
Family dynamics. And today, we have a guest who knows quite a fair bit about that.
He has had his own wedding. He has done a series about wedding.
With that, let us give a warm hand to filmmaker and director, Regent Neil.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Regent. Tell us more about yourself.
Hi, I'm a Regent. I'm a filmmaker and I'm a director of the Wedding Pig and Wedding Bird series, created by a very good friend of mine, Chelsea Cho.
So we know, you know, wedding is a complicated thing. Family, even more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You put it together, it's chaos, basically, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So is that what Wedding Pig and Wedding Bird is about?
Yeah, so Wedding Bird is about two sisters who fight for a very expensive family heirloom, and which, of course, you know, tears them apart. Yeah. And in the story, the older sister should get an heirloom, but because the younger sister gets married first, you know, she's getting an heirloom first. So it's a bit unfair, it's a bit traditional, but we see them fight it out. Yeah, so there's a clash of traditions and modernity.
And for you yourself, right, Regent, you've got siblings.
Yeah, I have one elder sister and two younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say your sibling relationship or dynamic is with them?
Actually, most of us, we're pretty good with one another. I think mainly because we are very non-confrontational. We try to avoid
conflicts.
Yeah, conflicts. And if it happens, somehow it happens, we just... walk away. Yeah. So that's how we deal with it.
Well, of course, you know, today we want to understand more about Wedding Bird and how different it is from Wedding Pig. But before that, can you tell us more about your personal wedding? How was it like?
Oh, my personal wedding was not the happiest one.
Oh!
But it was very memorable.
Spill the tea.
Why?
Spill the tea.
Yeah, so, okay, where should I start? Well, I guess something happened the night before. So the night before the wedding, my mom came into my room. And she said, she came in my room, like, you know, and she wanted to like ask me, you know, how am I and all. But after that, when she turned around, then she saw I have a suit, of course, right? Yeah, and the suit is black in color. So traditionally, you cannot really wear black, so black lah, to a wedding. Yeah, or any this kind of auspicious events. Yeah, but it was 12 midnight and where can I get another suit, right?
Wait, so she wanted you to change away the black suit?
Somewhat. But she had an idea. She said, why don't you go and buy a botany, you know, put on the put on your chest,
okay,
or put on the pocket. Then at least there's some life to it, some colours to it. Yeah, and I say, cannot lie. No, it's 12 midnight. I said, can. You go fair price, still can. Yeah, then after that, I said, I don't want to get because it's 12 midnight. It's so late. Tomorrow I have to wake up like probably 5 a.m. to prepare all the stuff. And then... it's my fault because I didn't know that actually my wife already prepared the boutonniere. So the plan was the next morning I go to her place before the gate crash and all. I go to her place and I collect from her. And my mom still said she's quite traditional. She said that cannot do that. When you ta zumen, when you step out of the house, you must be ready in that full set, and then you go to her place prepared. Yeah, so we cannot do these kind of arrangements lah. So it's very rigid. A lot of a lot of these traditional stuff that's in place. So in the end, I think we argued. A lot of drama involved my wife's family, also my in-laws.
Yeah, over one
botanier, yeah.
I mean, if you had gone to FairPrice and gotten it, you would have been
easier,
back,
right?
And be sleeping instead of the argument, right?
Yeah, so a bit of regret.
I see.
But because that was not the first time that happened. So a month before, we did Guo Da Li.
Okay.
And something else like that also happened. So it kind of builds up. And then to the point of the wedding where I think my family, not my mom lah especially, not very happy with my performance. Yeah, so it was not the happiest, but still very happy because I finally got married. It was a very long and arduous process, especially with COVID.
So
the arrangements
were
very, very difficult. Mm. Yeah, but we are just glad that it's over. We're married. I have a ring on my finger.
You have a child.
I have a child. Yes.
I also read in an article whereby you said you would have preferred to do without the Guo Da Li.
Oh yes, yeah, without the Guo Da Li.
Yo, I feel you. I mean, as young people, I feel like we don't want to spend time and effort on these things for what? Just to fulfill certain traditions?
Yeah, thank
you. There's no point, right? But I would assume that your parents have wanted it.
Correct, yeah. So, you know, guodali, we do it for we do it for the bride's family, right?
Yes, correct.
Because we want to show our sincerity. My family want to show sincerity and say that, wow, we are very sincere. We really want to marry your wife. She comes at the value. But when I asked my in-laws, they said that, huh? Want to do lah. They were like adamant, you know, don't do it, please don't do it. Yeah, but my side, they say that you must do it, you must show your sincerity. So,
usually it's the other way around.
Yeah,
like the bride wants it, you know.
Yeah, and if it's the other way around, it's easier. So like, okay, then I just do it lah, because it's for you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this time they don't want to do it, but my side want to do it. Then I had to another argument and say that it's so traditional, and then and all, yeah. And then during COVID times also, a bit difficult to arrange, difficult to get all the items. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so another hoo-ha, another fight. I have a short film on that. inspired by it. Yeah, and what boys, I mean, it comes down to traditions and traditions, and if the next generation, we should follow all these traditions, and if it's even necessary to do so.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, that's the thing about weddings, about family. As the one getting married, you feel like it should just be about us.
Yeah.
Correct.
The opinion of two people to find a compromise is hard enough. Mm. And then you add in two families.
Right.
Because you're not just marrying your partner, you're marrying the entire family. Sometimes you want to think that it's my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But like for your parents, maybe they're also excited. It's their child.
Yeah. I know, it's tough.
And then everybody wants to have a say in something. It's hard.
You know, for me, I don't want to do the guodali, but I have one fear in my heart, and that is my marriage will be cursed.
Oh.
You know, the old people always say, I know, they always say like, you have to do this because according to tradition, it's good luck, it's auspicious for your marriage.
Mm.
So I'd be like, oh man, then what if I don't want to do it? Will my marriage be cursed?
I think you can do a truncated one. So you at least do it, but you know, it's like, not...
Isi.
Yeah, isi, correct, correct.
Man, getting married is like tough business, I swear.
Very tough job.
I mean, I've heard it so many times over and over again. After someone gets married, they go, I swear I'm never planning another wedding ever again.
There we go. Okay, a quick fire round questions, okay, Region. We're going to ask you a couple questions. It's a two choose one kind of thing, and you're going to pick the answer right off the top of your head, okay?
Okay.
First question. If your family possesses an heirloom traditionally passed down to the first to marry, would you claim it or would you preserve it for your younger siblings?
Wait, this is assuming that I'm the first born?
No, you're the first to get married.
Oh, I'm the first to get married.
Correct.
So it's supposed to go to the first
person.
Born, first person.
To get married.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's like the wedding pick scenario.
Correct, it's the wedding pick scenario, yes.
Yeah, I think I'm cool with it. Yeah, just pass it down. Whoever gets married first then gets the prize.
Even if it's not you.
Yeah, I think it's fine. My siblings, we are non-confrontational, so I'll just give it to them.
Aww, yeah. What a nice brother. Okay, question number two. Traditional wedding or modern wedding?
Definitely modern.
But your mom will not agree to it.
Yeah, I'm not agree to it. So it's not possible, but I prefer modern. Yeah.
So your wedding was a traditional 8-course dinner kind of thing?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, if I had a choice, we wouldn't need a wedding at all. You know, just ROM, sign, then done.
Yep.
Save so much trouble, save so much money.
I hope your mother does not listen to this episode.
This is why I'm starting a company to help people elope. I promise you.
Okay, third question. Big, grand wedding or small, intimate affair?
Small, intimate affair.
Mm. So how many people did you have at your wedding? Were your parents like wanted to invite everybody and anybody? What
everybody in the film industry.
If it was not for COVID, they wanted 100 tables during the banquet.
100 tables?
Like
that's like
1,000 people.
Oh my god.
That's 1,000 people.
Yeah, I was like, I cannot do this. I cannot afford this. Also.
But would it help you with the cost? I mean, they wanted it, right?
If they wanted to invite those people.
So I say, if you want it, then you have to pay for it first. La. But I mean, it doesn't really matter. La, because I mean, their friends are pretty well-to-do. So
you will
earn it back. La. But I think the issue is not so much with the money, but a lot of the logistics, you know, you have to plan. So 100 tables, you know.
It's not funny.
It's a lot.
But because of COVID, I think we managed to, do it with only 500, I think. Still a lot, lah.
Okay, so at least it's half. 50%.
Can you imagine 100 tables, right? You have to go around taking photos with
100
groups
tables?
Of people, so you have to smile for like 100 times.
That's the top of his concerns, smiling for 100 times. Okay, wedding gifts or wedding ang pao?
Wedding ang pao.
For sure, man. For sure. That's what I'll pick also.
Yeah,
you, Zura?
More practical.
Wedding ang pao, for sure. Okay, question, follow-up question. Was there an impractical wedding gift that you got?
I don't know if I should say this, but we got a photo frame. I cannot say what brand, but okay. It's a very shiny photo frame.
Okay.
I think it cost over $100. Then my wife and I saw it and we were like, I think we don't need it. Let's just put it on Carousell.
Let's just put it on Carousell.
We saw it at a pretty good price.
Really?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's quite fun. I think that's quite high demand. I think maybe they want to buy the gift to someone else. Is it? I don't know. Yeah, because if you have such a shiny photo frame, it's, I don't know, distracts you from the picture, right?
Oh, you have a good point. Okay, so that's one of the more impractical ones. What about the most practical wedding gift?
Most practical? I don't know, man. I don't think I have any practical wedding gifts.
Right?
More wedding ang paos la.
Yeah, I think the most
wedding
ang paos
is the best, really.
Yeah,
it's the gift of finance. Yep. It helps you cover the cost and stuff like that. Okay. What's the biggest ang pao that you have received?
Wow. Oh.
On your wedding, do you remember?
Yeah, I recorded it down.
Oh, nice! Love it.
I think it was over 1,000. Yeah, and there were quite a few of it. Yeah, because these people are there, well to do. They gave my family face. So it does not go into my pocket. I have to pay for the banquet.
Correct.
I had a deal with my parents. I said that if you're going to pay for the banquet, then the ang bao, you can also have it.
Yeah.
So that's a deal. I don't know how much she profited or how much she lost. But I think at least we broke even. So I think we are very, very thankful with that.
I'm very sure it's a profit.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I've been listening to people. Like nowadays, apparently it's hard to even break even.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right, like a wedding lunch at a restaurant can go up to like $230 now.
Oh yeah, now it's like after the COVID, the price is like so inflated. I have two weddings to attend this weekend, so I'm gonna be broke after that.
Okay, on the other hand, what is the biggest ang pao you've given?
Oh, not a lot, I guess. Maybe 200. Yeah, but it really depends on the market rate.
Just to cover the cost, right?
Yeah, cover the cost.
You also go to Singapore Wedding Bride
and check.
Yeah,
but
hit
the website,
how much,
right?
Yes.
But it also depends on the relationship that you have with the person. Mm. If you're probably closer to them. Actually, the friends around me, their weddings are not so flamboyant. Right. They're actually quite simple. They are like buffet. I wanted to do that, then I got scolded, so I can't.
Oh, man. Okay, last question. Tell us more about Wedding Bird and how it's evolved from Wedding Pig.
Yeah, so Wedding Pig started as a play. My good friend, Chelsea, she wrote it. I think the stage play was so good. Vitsy got the rights to it, and then we came up with a series. I think the series was pretty well received. I think especially with Estelle and Regina's performance, a lot of people loved their performance, loved their characters. And then MediaCorp heard it, and then they decided to then we do an audio drama with it. Yeah. So for Wedding Bird, we actually expanded the world. A lot of things in the video series we cannot do, like going to Paris, going back to the 50s or 60s. Yeah, we cannot do all these in film or in the video because it would be so costly. Mm-hmm. It's very impractical. But audio, you just add some sound effects, add some
bonjour.
Audio. Bonjour, yeah. French passers-by. Yeah, all these. And then we can create a world that can get listeners to imagine what it would be like if they were in Paris.
This is why I love radio. Yeah. Audio element. With the snap of a finger, there you are across the world.
Yep. So exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's say someone hasn't watched Wedding Pig. Can they still listen to Wedding Bird and get it?
Definitely. I think all the more you should listen to Wedding Bird because we have more stories, we have more backstories. Mm. Yeah, we can understand the characters more. You can feel for the characters more. And the characters arc, we expanded so that it has a fuller arc. It's more complete and we have more perspectives on the same issue.
Oh, exciting. I can't wait for that to happen. So it's going to drop 4th of January, every Thursday, all the way to the 8th of February, right before Chinese New Year. So make sure you stay tuned to Wedding Bird. All right, last but not least, Region, any final words for our listeners here at Hush Extra?
Please catch a Wedding Bird, support us, support this audio drama. It's a new thing that we are doing, we're exploring, and like what Hazel mentioned, it's audio has so much, the sky's the limit, we can do so many things, and I'm so excited to show the world what we have and just tell our stories.
And next week, we're going to be interviewing the actresses of Wedding Pig. They are also going to be in Wedding Bird. They are Estelle and Regina, so stay tuned to Hush Podcast, okay? Thank you so much, Regina, for joining us.
Thank you
we'll
so
stay
much.
Tuned to Wedding Bird.
Thank you.
Thank you.